Local hoteliers encouraged to pursue farm tourism. And in our No Jamaica feature, we climb the Breadnut Valley Falls in St. Elizabeth. This is Tourism Roundup. Welcome and thanks for joining us. The government is working to further develop the local farm tourism sector, which is considered a lucrative travel market worldwide. Farm or agritourism is a business venture located on a working farm, ranch, or agricultural enterprise that provides an experience for visitors while generating supplementary income for the owner. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says many tour operators have been pushing this market in various countries, noting that Jamaica is geographically poised to benefit from the sector. Citing the AgriParks initiative, where over 6,000 acres of land have been brought into production, Mr. Bartlett says the link between agriculture and tourism is an area that the government takes seriously.
The demand side, which is what we talk about, to bring the visitors in, to go to 5 million and to earn 5 billion, we have to deal with the supply side, because the supply side is what is going to enable us to convert, to absorb that demand and to bring wealth to the people of Jamaica. Tourism has the greatest capacity to transfer wealth from the rich to the poor.
He's therefore encouraging local farmers to take advantage of the opportunities provided under the Tourism Linkages Hub to market their products. General Manager of the Round Hill Hotel and Villas in Hanover, Omar Robinson, says the attraction has been benefiting heavily from this area of agri-production. He says farm tourism, developed in the 1800s, has the potential to increase Jamaica's stopover arrivals.
Farm tourism, once a small niche, is expanding rapidly and getting a big push from the tourism ministry in many countries. Jamaica has the potential to develop several niche markets opportunities to help develop visitor attractions and distinct tourism destination brands through the creative use and marketing of local produce and use of local landscapes.
Mr. Robinson says his property only uses local produce, which is a plus for his business. He's encouraging local hotel operators to forge partnerships with local farmers to take advantage of the benefits of farm tourism.
We also have our organic herb garden there where we grow our herbs and spices, and it's a joy for our guests. We're one of the first hotels, and a lot more hotels have caught on to it. You know, it's a selling point. People want organic, and we are fortunate in Jamaica, we do organic. There's a lot of pluses, and we need to ride on those.
Mr. Robinson says the AgriParks, which covers over 6,000 acres of land, could attract organized tours from hotels and cruise ships. He adds that farm tourism can reduce reliance on imports, and farmers would also have enough incentive to provide produce for the growing tourism market.
Food tourism has the potential to strengthen and expand the linkage between tourism and agriculture in Jamaica, which has the potential for poverty reduction and empowerment of small-scale producers and communities as a whole. In addition to the health and nutritional benefits of eating fresh local foods, the growing success of the campaign would also translate into other tangible benefits, such as job creation and consequently economic growth.
General Manager of the Round Hill Hotel and Villas in Hanover, Omar Robinson. To a place called Jamaica. And in our No Jamaica feature this week, we climb the Breadnut Valley Falls in St. Elizabeth. The attraction is quite a challenging waterfall to climb, but the adventure is well worth it. Be prepared to slip a little, slide a little, get dirty, and get wet. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime journey that every Jamaican should trod. This lesser-known Jamaican waterfall is located in the same parish as attractions like Wyse Falls and Lover's Leap. That's it for today's edition of Tourism Roundup. For producer Shanari Ferron, I'm Lorraine Mendez.
JCDC presents the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song Competition National Finals. Sunday, May 29, 6:30 p.m., Rani Williams Entertainment Center.
See the most talented children from across the island.
Special guest performances.
Adults pre-sold 1,200 at the gate.
Children, 500.
Tickets at Sangster's Bookstores.
Bill Express, JCDC Online.
Sponsored by Grace Tropical Rhythm.
Excelsior.
Tasty Cheese.
Crazy Jim.
JCCUL.
Grace Frankfurters.
Lifespan Spring Water.
Happy Ice.
KSAC.
Sweetie Confectionaries.
Love 101.
TBC Radio.
NCU.
Don't you miss it!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.